Gary Clayton in San Antonio.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Beginning the noon hour with the Rome Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Francesco Lavecchia, with a serenata by composer Giuseppe Martucci. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's more classical music in store for you on a Monday afternoon. As we enter the afternoon hours, we've got the Gobel Trio of Berlin, with four pieces for piano trio by the French composer Charles-Marie Vidor, as well as one of the Norwegian Rhapsodies by Johan Svensson, all ahead in this noon hour. Thanks for joining me today on Kansas Public Radio. We have the Royal Scottish Orchestra and conductor Maren Alsop with our next performance. It's by composer Samuel Barber and some music that he wrote in 1944. Something that he based on a house that he owned in Mount Kisco, New York, which he maintained with fellow composer Giancarlo Minotti, which was known as the Capricorn House. It's a place where Samuel Barber spent some of his military service composing for the U.S. Army. In this piece is Opus 21, a little tribute to that property with the Capricorn Concerto, next on KPR. Samuel Barber's Capricorn Concerto. Music named for the house in which it was composed in 1944, the Capricorn House of Mount Kisco, New York, a residence that Barber maintained with fellow composer Giancarlo Minotti. We listened to the Royal Scottish Orchestra, conducted by Maren Alsop, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now, and stay with us for the Fourth Norwegian Rhapsody by Johan Svensson. That'll be in just a little bit before the hour is through. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies and 78 degrees. Today it's warming up to about 85. We have a 20% chance of showers for the afternoon, and this evening, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 72. Now, the summer heat is going to really show itself starting tomorrow. Much of the KPR listening area is going to be under a heat advisory that will go into effect noon tomorrow and last until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Tuesday's high temperature should be around 91, with heat indexes as hot as 106. Tomorrow night's mostly clear, lows should be in the mid-70s. French chamber music for you next on KPR. We've got something for you from a 19th century composer whose reputation was mainly that of a great organist and composer for that instrument, Charles-Marie Vidor. What we've got, though, is four pieces for piano trio performed by the Gobel Trio of Berlin on KPR. Four pieces for piano trio, composed by French composer Charles-Marie Vidor, played by the Gobel Trio of Berlin, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:45. Support for classical music comes from River Rat Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverratks.com. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Tonight at 8 p.m., the rebroadcast of Classics Live, featuring local classical violinist and cellist Boris Vanier and Sasha Groshang. The St. Petersburg String Quartet has an illustrious international career, and Classics Live brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. Classics Live is tonight at 8 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. To bring us up to news time, the Bergen Symphony Orchestra and conductor Karsten Andersen give us music from the Norwegian composer of the 19th century, who had one of the finest reputations after Edvard Grieg, music by Johan Svendsen and his fourth Norwegian Rhapsody, next on KPR. Norwegian Rhapsody number 4, music by Johan Svendsen, played by the Bergen Symphony and conductor Karsten Andersen, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1 p.m. NPR News just ahead. In the next hour, among other things, we'll bring you the Third Symphony by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That and much more on the way on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Structures were destroyed.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little music from Puccini, Intermezzo, from Suor Angelica, Sister Angelica. Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. This hour we await the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. In just about 10 minutes they'll have for us a grand symphony, the third, composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That and much more classical music still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. We continue with a performance by the Amadeus Winds, performing who else but music of Mozart, a short divertimento in B-flat major, for you on Kansas Public Radio. The Amadeus Winds, with music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a short wind divertimento in B-flat major, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:22 now. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. We're enjoying classics until 3 p.m. as usual. And tonight, as usual, Classics Live, our rebroadcast of Thursday evening's program, is tonight at 8 p.m. Tonight featuring local classical violinist and cellists Boris Vanier and Sasha Groshang. The St. Petersburg String Quartet has enjoyed an illustrious international career. And tonight's Classics Live brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. Classics Live is tonight at 8 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Every day, you hear the difference on KPR. Whether that's in-depth news, beautiful music, or thoughtful civil conversations, our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 97% of KPR's operating budget now comes from private support. So now more than ever is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. Discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. We're joined now by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra and conductor Neeme Järvi for our main performance in this 1 p.m. hour, a grand symphony, the third, written by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It's a symphony that he worked on for quite a few years between 1866 and 1873. The following year, the piece had its first performance in St. Petersburg and did not initially bowl over audiences too well. It was criticized for, among other things, being a little too academic. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov revised the symphony into its final version, completed in 1886, which we'll hear next with the Gothenburg Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The symphony that Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov first started writing in 1866 took his time with and completed in 1886, Symphony No. 3 in C Major, played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with conductor Neeme Järvi. It is just about 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. We've got another symphony for you in the next hour, Franz Schubert's Fifth, along with two signature works from composers Peter Warlock and Hugo Wolf, the Caporal Suite and Italian Serenade, respectively, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus, 80 degrees at the moment, 20% chance of showers for this afternoon, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Morning edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
0.8 magnitude tremors off southern Philippines. The stronger quake in the Philippines killed at least 35 people. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A little tune by Felix Mendelssohn, Spring Song No. 6 from Songs Without Words, played by the Budapest Strings, getting things going in our 2 p.m. hour of the classics on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up, we've got Franz Schubert and his Fifth Symphony to enjoy a little later. That plus we have a couple of signature works from composers such as the Emerson String Quartet. They'll play us the Italian Serenade, one of the most well-known works of composer Hugo Wolf, in just a moment. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. The Edmonton Symphony Orchestra have something for you now from a British composer who was born under the name Philip Arnold Heseltine, but we know him best, perhaps, as his more famous pseudonym, Peter Warlock, who was a composer and music critic, a friend, colleague, and occasional student of Frederick Delius. What he's perhaps best known for is the following suite known as the Caporal Suite. Here's Yuri Mayer leading the Edmonton Symphony on KPR. The Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yuri Mayer, with the famous Caporal Suite by composer Peter Warlock on Kansas Public Radio. 2:19 now, and stick around for the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, bringing us Franz Schubert's Fifth Symphony in just a few minutes here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka. offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 80 degrees, a high today in the mid-80s, 20% chance of showers. For the rest of this afternoon and by tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 71. Much of the KPR listening area under a flood watch through this evening. We've had quite a bit of rainfall recently, and we're expecting a high likelihood of flooding in parts of the KPR listening area. The summer heat is going to show up by tomorrow. A heat advisory is going into effect tomorrow at noon, lasting through Tuesday. High of 90 degrees with heat indexes as hot as 105 for tomorrow. The Emerson String Quartet has our next performance, and it's some music from an Austrian composer of the late 19th century by the name of Hugo Wolf, who was particularly noted in his day for his lieder and art songs and a champion of late Romantic music. What he's perhaps best known for is the following piece, which has with it a bright and sunny disposition, and it's called the Italian Serenade in G. Next on Kansas Public Radio. The Italian Serenade in G Major, one of the most recognizable works by Austrian composer Hugo Wolf, played there by the Emerson String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 2:28 is the time. At 3 p.m., it will be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music this evening from 7 to 8 p.m., from 8 to 9, tonight's rebroadcast of Classics Live features local classical violinist and cellist Boris Vanier and Sasha Groshang. The St. Petersburg String Quartet has an illustrious international reputation, and tonight's program brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. Classics Live is from 8 to 9 this evening on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Next up is the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein, here in music by Franz Schubert, and one of his symphonies completed in 1816 and modeled largely on the work of Mozart. We've got Symphony No. 5 for you next on KPR. And so ends Franz Schubert's Fifth Symphony in B-flat major, completed in 1816, and played today by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, led by Leonard Bernstein. Almost 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. There's more music tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. and Classics Live from 8 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.